things. And Kathy Dawes now, along with Brad Clausen, Manhattan building official, all kinds of things to talk about. And, of course, we were wanting to talk some about, you know, rental inspections and some of the different things going on that way. But leading off, I know that there's been some current news about Dusty Bookshelf. Just thought maybe we'd get a brief update on that. I know Sure. They got a little bit of a delay in some of what was supposed to happen there.
Right. Yeah. Thanks again for having me on, Kathy. Always enjoy coming over. And, yes, we always do have lots to talk about, seems like. But, we've had a lot of calls and questions just about, you know, what's going on with the Dusty Bookshelf since the fire, and we've been in pretty constant contact with the owners, with the insurance folks, contractor. Now the owners have a contractor and architect on board that are working on some proposals, I think, for getting that building put back in operation again. So things are moving forward. In fact, I expect a call probably here today or tomorrow yet from the contractor, kind of give me an update on where they're at with plans and things for it. So you know, hopefully here within the next 30 days or so, you know, should be able to see something going on there. I know we had to move some of the fencing around too. It was pretty tough for pedestrians to get around that intersection. There were people walking in the intersection, actually, which wasn't a good thing. So had them do a little adjustment to that fencing to put that ramp on the corner back into operation so people can cross over and then cross over again without having to get out in traffic. So yeah, we're moving forward with that, and I think we should see again in the next month or two some progress being made there.
I know, you know, historically, there's a lot of there's history to that building.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot of folks that are concerned about that. And I remember after the fire, there was some talk that, you know, there are certain aspects of it are still okay. I mean, the structurally.
Yeah, and there have been a couple structural engineers that have been evaluating the project. And, it's really one of the reasons we still got the fencing out there as far away from the building as it is. You know, some of those walls we're not convinced are structurally stable. And if we get a big wind maybe or something, it's not impossible that you might see some movement in those. So just trying to keep people away from those for safety purposes. So, but yeah, it you know, they're still evaluating and determining. I know they'd like to be able to, you know, utilize what they can of the building there still, and hopefully that'll happen, but we'll just have to see what they come up with in the end.
And I'm sure you'll let us know as things progress and we find out a little bit more on that. Now, you did mention before we move on to rental registration, Academy Sports.
Yeah, we've really finished all of our inspections there, and I know they're just training their staff, I think, getting stock in place and all. And I think they open here in about a week and a half maybe or so. So, yeah, looking forward to that. I think that'll be a good addition to Manhattan, and a lot of folks looking forward to that. We've had, I know, Panda Express on that end of town just opened up on McCall Road. So I guess I'm beating Lyle this time to some of this. Maybe.
Exactly.
We always go back and forth here.
He'll be on next week.
Okay.
So, yeah, you got to beat, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot about Panda Express.
Yeah.
I was at a group meeting yesterday, and a lot of the ladies were talking about it.
Yeah, so, you know, still stuff going on. Lots of commercial projects, maybe not some of the big stuff that really catch people's eye, but there's still quite a bit of commercial stuff going on. And our residential permits are moving along okay. Nothing spectacular, really, but, you know, still residential building going on in town. So,
and the big apartment complex.
Yeah,
I've actually a couple mornings driving into work have seen lights on in those buildings.
Yeah, they're working. They're finishing the interiors on the front ones, the ones that are right up near Marlette Avenue, right there, and those will be the first ones that'll be ready to go. So at some point, I'm not sure, I guess it would be up to the management, but once we get done with all of our final inspections, you know, they could open some of those up while they're still completing some of the ones in the back of the complex still. So I'm not sure if their intent is to, wait until everything's done, or I suspect they may wind up, once some of the buildings are ready to go and the parking's all in place and everything, that, and our inspections are completed, that they may start wanting to occupy some of those sometime this summer.
And it's an impressive-looking structure.
It's a pretty big complex. There's no doubt about it, yeah, especially if you remember what that looked like before they started. I mean, it was an agricultural field. So.
Well, and I know we've been over this before. You don't have control over who decides to set up shop here in town necessarily.
No.
And, I mean, I do see a lot of for-rent signs around town. But,
yeah, I mean, you're right. I know, if someone comes to our office and they've got a set of construction plans that are appropriate and the property zoned correctly and, they meet all the other requirements, then we issue the building permit. So
right. And speaking of rentals,
mm-hmm.
Let's move along. I know
very
rental
good.
Registration,
yeah.
got things going and kind of
we
explain.
Do.
You say you've had a lot of questions about that.
Yeah, we still, back in March, just to kind of recap for those that may not have followed it to this point, but back in March, the City Commission approved an ordinance that created a residential rental registration program. And what it requires is all owners of residential rental properties to register their properties by July 1st of this year. And so once that was approved, about early to mid-April, we completed the database and the online registration process for that, and we started taking registrations back in April, and have been continuing that ever since. So it's been going well so far. I mean, we've had lots of people register their property so far. On a daily basis, we continue to get those, and we process them as they come in. We have folks who call us with questions on how to register, and we're happy to help them out, with how to do that. Most people have been registering online. In fact, if you had properties registered with the city back in 2011 when we had our previous program, you may already be in our system and just have to update your info. So if that's the case, we sent out emails to all those folks from that we had email addresses for in that previous program, and with instructions on how to log in and update their info and so on. But otherwise, we've got a lot of info on our city website about how to do that. In fact, if you go to the city's website, cityofmhk.com, there's a little search bar. I can tell you how to get to it, but it's probably easier just to type rental registration in the search thing, and that'll, the first thing that pops up is the rental registration page, and you can go straight to that. There's a lot of info on that as far as instructions on how to register, what needs to be registered, some of that type of thing. So, some of the questions that we've had, I think, maybe things that folks aren't always a little bit clear about. This is a one-time thing, so you don't have to come back. If you register your property, you don't have to come back next year and renew it. As long as your info doesn't change, or you don't buy some additional properties or move, or your email address changes, some of that kind of stuff, once you've registered, you're pretty much done unless something changes down the road and you'd have to come back in and update it. But
No expense really involved.
No, the commission chose when they approved this ordinance to not include any fee with it. So,
and really the purpose of it is...
Yeah, and it's really, there's several things that it'll help us with. Contact of property owners if we have issues. In our minds, a couple of things predominantly in my mind that'll help us with. One is that, is just being able to find somebody, to deal with the problem. And part of the requirement is that if the owner lives outside a 60-mile radius of Manhattan, they're required to actually appoint a local agent for the property, which will help us, again, be able to maybe deal with some of those issues we run into on properties that have absentee owners. The other thing that it'll really help us with is, since an email is a required piece of information on our registration, we'll be able to use that in educational ways, being able to send out information when we need to in bulk to property owners, info on upcoming, maybe we're planning on doing some educational classes on property maintenance and some other things, landlord-tenant related items. So it'll help us get the word out on that. We've been doing that actually for quite a while with our general contractors. We've got a contractor's license database with much of that same sort of thing with respect to contractors. And it's a great way we found to be able to stay in communication and touch with all those construction folks, you know, and so we kind of envision a similar thing with this.
You know, it's interesting. I misspoke a little bit earlier. I jumped back to the 2011 days when I said inspection, because it really isn't that. It's just registration and really inspection not involved with this.
No, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I probably should have
I just did a flashback, I think.
Yeah, and right, because this is not a rental inspection program. This is a rental registration program. There's no requirement for any internal or external inspection that's associated with this particular ordinance and program. So while our inspectors, of course, are still out there doing inspections, you know, whether it's a tenant complaint or an owner volunteering their property, or just inspecting the exteriors of properties as they're in neighborhoods, whether that be by complaint or otherwise, you know, we're still doing those, but not in conjunction with this registration program.
There was still a lot of discussion on this, let's face it, to it. And
yeah.
I don't know how much of it was miscommunication, or it's hard to say.
Yeah.
But as you say, the absentee landlord was one of your concerns.
That's just one of the things. But it's, you know, hopefully with the info that we've started collecting, it would be a lot easier to be able to communicate with people and just facilitate repairs or things that need to be done to properties that when we find those.
Like even Dusty Bookshelf, I hadn't realized Sunrise Beach, Missouri, which actually is my old stomping grounds. I used to live there for 6 years. And, I mean, I had no idea that someone from that part of the world owned that.
I mean, we have, you know, some ownership info that we get from the county, but it's not necessarily always specifically to a person, maybe, or, you know, it may be contact info for an entity, you know. I mean, it's this I think will be much more specific and will sure help us out in that respect. So you know, we've got probably somewhere in the ballpark of 12,000 rental units in town, so, you know, when it's said and done, we should have a info on, you know, contact info for a good bunch of folks out there in the rental community. And, you know, the other thing, our emergency services may be able to use this if they need to, you know, in a case of an emergency, contact somebody at some point. So there's some other positives and benefits to it as well.
And you might have mentioned this already, but how many have you gotten so far? I'm sure you have a ways to go yet.
Yeah, we do. We've got still, you know, what is this, early May, so almost a couple of months yet to go before the deadline. And we've only been at it now for about a month or so. And I think we're at about, I think we're somewhere 20 to 25% or so that we've got completed so far. So, you know, doing pretty good.
That's not too bad. You mentioned online. I mean, do they need to have any particular information before they go online?
Yes, and you'll need a login username and password, which you can get from our office. So, again, we sent that info out to people that had emails with us under the old program. So a lot of them had that info without having to call in. But if you're a new owner, maybe, or you didn't get something from us via email, maybe you hadn't provided that in the last program, simple call to our office and we can get you the info you need to get logged in and complete that registration. Code office number's 587-4506, so call us or stop in. And it's really not hard once you get logged in. You know, it's some information, the owner's information you fill out, and then just some very basic information on each property that you own.
Well, we only have a few minutes left, 537-1350, if people have last-minute questions. But anything else while we have you today?
Well, before I forget, because this weekend's Mother's Day, I thought I'd wish a early happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. So just wanted to make sure I did that. Appreciate all that all the moms do, you know.
And it's feeling like spring out there. I guess maybe we should do the reminder on mowing grass again.
Yeah.
you have problems with that so far? Or?
Yeah, we, you know, it's peak season for that right now, and we really need to make sure that folks are staying on top of that. And it's been, I know it's been a chore lately, you know. Things are growing like crazy, but, you know, just got to stay on top of it. And I always remind people, if you have neighbors maybe that can't mow or for whatever reason, you know, help your neighbors out if you need to. But it's definitely something that we're watching for these days. Get lots of complaints on that kind of thing this time of year.
Well, and when it rains so much, like it did there for a while, yeah. I think we actually looked like we were trying to grow a hay field out here. but I mean, it's hard to mow because it's so wet then.
It is. It can be done. It's just harder, you know. Mm-hmm. So
do you give some leeway? I mean,
I mean, you know, if people communicate with us, we have people sometimes that call and say, hey, my mower broke apart and, you know, I need a couple days to get, you know, we can work with folks when those kind of things happen. The key is communicating, though. Just don't, you know, ignore it and not call us and let us know, or else what
do you put a note on their door, or what, how do you do that?
Well, usually, no, what our ordinance requires, we just send notice to somebody, and then they have a certain time frame to mow it before anything happens. And if it gets done, that's great, you know, but if anybody gets one of those and they, you know, have some reason why they need an extra day or two, certainly just give us a call, and the inspectors are pretty good about working with people on those.
Well, again, been a pleasure to have with us today, Manhattan Building Official Brad Clausen. Chance to catch up. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is a coordinated weekly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, such as severe weather, official messages would have followed the alert tone. KMAN serves the Northeast Kansas area. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system. Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC. KMAN, Manhattan.